To get to the museum in northwest Santa Rosa, I pass Coffee Lane, a reminder that the Schultz compound could have been wiped out by the fires in 2017, but escaped with only some smoke and ash to clean up.
After we had took care of all of the things that needed to happen for the museum, we then opened it up to the public, and the thing I love the most is that it was a place for people to come and celebrate and laugh, even those who were in the midst of loss, in the midst of not knowing what they're going to do the next day. When we opened the museum, we had over 800 people, and we did something called Making New Memories, where we had people have their pictures taken with characters, and then we framed them, and they left that day with maybe one of their new family photos and might be the only one they have.
2019 is set to be a special year for the museum and its various parts. On another day, we'll talk about the 50th anniversary of Snoopy's Home Ice, the rink Charles Schultz built for the Santa Rosa community. Today, our focus is on a couple of special shows planned in the museum itself.
Well, we have two really fun exhibits, and one of them will be upstairs about the little redheaded girl. And of course, there's so many questions about her. Well, we're telling the real story. When Charles Schultz came back from the war and he was working at the art instruction school, he fell in love with a woman named Donna Wald, and she worked in accounting at the art instruction school. And this is the woman that he fell head over heels in love with, and he wanted to marry her. And when he went to propose to her, she had been dating her child. Well, she had a boyfriend all through her life. And Ed asked her to marry her a day before Sparky got home to ask her to marry him. And she had to make a decision. And she married Ed because Ed was part of her family's history and part of her church. And not that she didn't think Sparky was wonderful, but it did break his heart.
The second exhibition on tap for next year, Peace, Love, and Woodstock, is timed to the 50th anniversary of the music festival that gave Snoopy's bird friend his name. Since director Karen Johnson gives regular tours of the museum, I asked her to show me her favorite artifact, and she didn't hesitate. In a glass case, two notebook-sized sheets of paper are filled with doodles.
This is called The Lessons of Threes, and in his first art class, the teacher had them draw. I just want you guys to draw, you know, groups of threes. So he drew groups of threes. Keep in mind, he's a teenager at the time. And look at all of his stuff in terms of sports and golf and oil wells and flashlights and...
And he's got maybe 30 or 40 or 50 groups
right.
of three things
of threes
that you were describing.
That's correct, that the art instruction, the art teacher said, this is I want to see. But the best part of the story is after he's become famous, she sends this to him, and it makes me cry because it's the best thing about public education. She says, Happy New Year. Thank you for giving the world peanuts. So this is a public education teacher who kept her students' art. And Sparky was just one of, you know, 30 kids that young people she'd have every year. And yet she kept the art, and she sent this to him to thank him for what he gave to the world. And he kept a relationship with her until she passed away.